Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bert Show.
As the patriarch of the Bert Show, which is just a fancy way of saying old person, I'm the only one in here that has used a paper map. Back in my day, you had to sit there and unfold that map. You had to sort of, in a very dangerous way, try to read the small lettering on the map and try to figure out where to go left and right with a map in your hands. Almost impossible to fold back into the perfect form. Also, it was a real pain in the ass. Then MapQuest comes along for all you softies. And MapQuest wasn't great because it got you to about a quarter mile of where you're supposed to be. And then you have to duck into a QT and ask somebody where to go anyway.
My parents used to get so mad if I printed it out in color instead of black and white because it wasted. Right, yeah. It wasted the ink cartridge in the printer. Yep.
And then you brought up the problem of having to reverse the order sometimes also on MapQuest.
If you missed a turn and then you had to because you always did because it told you you're going to have to turn in 4.7 miles. So you're actually watching your miles tick, and if you got off and if you missed it, then you had to turn around and you're trying to do the directions backwards, and I got lost all the time.
So none of these guys have had to use a paper map before, including our producer Messy Mikey, who's 23 years old. He's out on the road. Abby is 27. She's never had one of these in her hand. We could have done this with you this morning also.
Listen, I told y'all I am very spatially aware. Lewis and Clark, who I would have been absolutely fine. The fact that I'm looking at the map right now and it seems like Mikey is doing just fine, I would have been here an hour ago.
So you're looking on a digital map because we're tracking him online at thebirdshow.com, right?
Yes, we're tracking him right now at thebirdshow.com. You literally cannot miss it. There is a massive link that'll take you to the map where you can see Mikey in real time. He looks like he's doing okay. I feel like a proud mama watching him drive all the way back to the station. Okay,
he started 3 hours ago. Okay, he should have been here 2 hours ago.
Yeah, so 3 hour. How far away, what would it normally take from his location to get to the station?
Yeah, we asked Tommy that, and he said about, in traffic, maybe an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, hour 15.
Maybe
29.6 miles.
29.6 miles, but in traffic, Atlanta traffic sucks if you don't live here. We gave him an hour and 15 minutes. So, you know, he's in the sudden death. He's in the overtime at this point. Messy, do you even know where you are right now?
Dude, you know what? I'm sick of this nonsense. I'll tell you what, I have a telephone. I don't need to learn how to read a map. I haven't learned a single thing today except a bunch of frustration.
So what would happen, though, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you don't have cell service, right? And you're not friends with Elon Musk, so you can't just dial up the satellite. What are you going to do? I mean, you probably should have one of these old, if they even sell them anymore? In gas stations?
I don't know.
I guess there should be one somewhere in your car just in case.
Well, Bert, I guess I'm dead.
Give up. That's what you do.
Yeah. Navigate by the stars, Magellan.
Are you really going 14 miles an hour?
Yeah, we're stuck in gridlock here.
Okay.
So where are you?
I'm on some kind of highway. It's a big road. I think I'm in the circle now.
And
that means that one of these signs on the side of the road better say Sandy Springs, and I will be... Well, once I get off of the highway, then we're going to face a whole new collage of problems.
but I will be that much closer.
All right. So if I'm doing this just by hearing you, you went down 75 south. Mm-hmm. You're now on 285 going east, mm-hmm. and there should be an exit that says, well, I'm not even going to tell you what it says, but you're closer.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's a real nightmare out here.
Man is defeated.
Can we at least tell him if he's going in the right direction?
No, you got to do it old school way. You got to stop along the way, ask some southerner that's going to take them 35 minutes to tell you how to go two blocks. Go old school, man.
Mikey, are your passengers at least after the last check-in, you said they were bringing bad energy, bad vibes to the car. Have they at least picked up the pep for you and been a little more supportive?
Well, I offered DeAndre some Chick-fil-A, and so his attitude's improved.
Okay. Yeah, some carbs in him, man. Get some carbs in him.
And you have learned something today, Messy Mikey. You've gained some perspective of how fortunate you are to have all this technology right at your fingertips.
Well, hell, send me out on a horse and buggy.
Is that what we should do with the elders next? Make you get to the station on horse and buggy?
Look, you don't know the pain also of, like, these things back in the technology that you have now. Fridays, we used to have to withdraw the amount of money, go into the bank and actually talk to somebody and withdraw the amount of cash you could use for the entire weekend. And if it ran out, you were screwed. Now we have...
Yeah, well, Bert, it was a simpler time.
You're blessed, my friend. You're blessed. All right, so we should, from where you are right now, we should see you within 15 minutes. 20 minutes, Matt.
15 minutes.
That's not happening.
I'm still in traffic out here.
He's going 30 miles an hour. It's gridlock right now on 285.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you when we see you.
And people in this city don't know how to drive when it's rainy, when it's foggy, when it's sunny.
When they got maps in their hands. They don't have maps in their hands.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save-